I think the biggest thing about us as, for me overall, just looking at the world right now, I just think there's a lack of empathy. It's easy to give sympathy, but it's a lot harder for someone to empathize with people or different genres of life or different ethnicities and things like that. So people just lack empathy to a lot of things that's going on, not just with my brother, but like after he says what's going on, what happened to him, you know, there's a lack of empathy there, or anyone else with their purpose in life or wherever it may be. I just think that these days we lack empathy, and I think it's because a lot of people don't want to come out of their bubble, which is so comfortable for them in the world that they live in, and step into what's really going on to the world, because they feel like they're confined in this safe haven, which is fine, but there's times where you got to step out. In order to change, in order to be great, you got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I think a lot of people are uncomfortable talking about the things that are going on in the world, whether it's racism, whether it's people marching, whether it's the Dreamers, wherever it's going on. A lot of people just feel uncomfortable, whether it's politics, religion. People don't want to talk about those things because they get uncomfortable voicing their opinion and their stance. But I think it's a conversation that needs to be had on all levels of life.
Funny, do you remember your first conversation with him after the incident? I mean, what's it like as a brother? Obviously, it's a scary moment for him and you being family. What was going through your mind when you heard from him?
I mean, anytime you get a call from anyone, a friend, a brother, your mother, and they're hysterical, the first thing you try to do is to calm them down. Like, hey, you know, like, you don't really, like, only thing you care about is their well-being. You don't really care what the story is or what's happening. It's like, how can I give him a place of peace to calm him down in the situation that he's in? So for me as a brother, you know, I'm one of the first people we call because we talk about everything all the time. And you just kind of walk them through, like, calm it down, trying to get the temperature to drop, basically, you know, because it's very hot. You know, you're very defensive, you're angry, you're emotional, you're scared. There's a lot of different emotions that you go through in that period of time. So as a friend or as a friend to my brother, it's all about getting him to calm down a bit and just, you know, being at peace and make sure he's safe.
You were coming back from Denver at the time. Did you hear from him before you got on the plane? Did you not hear from him?
No, it was just later on that evening.
How hard was it for you to comprehend? I imagine that your blood pressure probably got pretty spiked too when you heard what happened.
Yeah, I mean, still to this day, you know, you're still angry, but I think, There's multiple ways to go about it. You know, I'm very proud of Michael and the way that he handled it. You know, there's a lot of guys who told him not to say anything. It may be a distraction. No, you don't need to say anything. You're alive. You lived through it. Like, why tell anyone your story or what happened? And for me, I think that's the wrong way to go about it. I think his letter was very eloquent. You had to empathize with the side of the story that he was telling, what happened to him. And then, like, for me today, you know, today someone sent me a video. I didn't even know that there was a video. And I had to walk out of meeting because I broke down crying just thinking about, like, what could have happened, what could have been. It's just so close, and you just never know these days. So, and I felt like God wanted it to happen to him in this situation for him to live through it, because he's very strong in his beliefs about what's going on in the community and trying to help all people, not just black people, but anybody that's facing anybody that's, you know, that's in the situations that he feel like they should, that's oppressed. So anyone that's dealing with oppressed, he's out there helping them and doing what he can. So I think God wanted him to experience so that now he knows exactly why he's doing this work. Because a lot of times people question, like, why do you care? Why are you doing this? Like, it's not affecting you. You're rich. You do this. You do that. For him to experience, I think it puts more emphasis on what he's trying to, the message that he's trying to convey through to the entire world. So I'm glad that he's one of the people that's leading the conversation, because he is one of the greatest people that I know as a, not just as a brother, but or he's a hell of a football player, but he's a hell of a human being too. Father, uncle, brother, you know, son, he's one of the best people I know all around. So I try to be more like him as often as possible because I just look up to him. So, it's one of those things that I think he's continued to deal with, and I think he'll be better for it in the long run. And I think the world will be better for it in the long run.
How can you get to see him this weekend? You know, is that meaningful too, though, that, you know, you actually get a chance to give a brother a hug or whatever it may be?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't, like, football is not one of those things where, like, this is usually a situation you'll take a day off and go visit, you know, go with your family, be there for a little bit, like, you know. But the jobs we have, you don't really have the chance to do that. You know, we have to be here, have to come here and perform. at a high level. And football is important, but it's not that important. You know, it's not like my family's always going to come first before football. And you know, a lot of people say I don't love football because I love my family more than football, but I think that's just idiotic. I think anybody would skip a day at work to go be with their family if anybody going through any type of trauma or any type of situation that's similar to that. But overall, I just, you know, like he has to be where he is. And, you know, during the season, I wouldn't be able to see him till possibly the bye week, you know. So life goes so fast and seasons go so fast. And you don't get to spend as much time with family. So it's pretty good to have so much family come to town this weekend, being able to see him and have dinner with him and talk to him before the game and things like that.